Hello, everybody. Welcome to today's Morning English. This is Summer. 欢迎大家收听今天的早安英文。
This is Tiffany.
So today, we'll be talking about meeting people and knowing what you call them.
Oh, that's very true. This can be a very confusing moment.
人生最尴尬的时刻就是对方朝你走来，你却不知道该怎么称呼他。所以啊，我们今天就来讲一讲在英语中呢，怎么自然地问出这个问题。请问该如何称呼你？今天笔记呢也都为大家整理好啦，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
Have you ever met someone and they say their name super fast or they didn't even tell you their name?
Yes, this can be confusing, especially if you're in another country and the names might be different.
Yes, usually you could say, what can I call you?
What can I call you? 那这个就是最简单的表达了。Call 就是称呼嘛。What can I call you? Or how can I call you?
Yeah, even after you have a long conversation with them, what can I call you is really a simple way to ask the other person their name.
So what else can we say?
Another thing you could say is, what name do you go by?
Go by 这个词组啊，是我们学习的时候其实常常忽视的，不过在问对方姓名的时候特别常见。Go by a name 指的就是大家都这么叫我，所以说请问怎么称呼你呢？就是 What name do you go by?
Yeah, when I first got to China, some of my friends would have a Chinese name and an English name. And so for this, I would ask,What name do you go by?
那举个例子，比如我的中文名是小仙女，但是英文名是 Summer， 所以我就可以对 Tiffany 说 My name is 小仙女 but I go by Summer, which means you can just call me Summer.
Okay. but some people might want to be called either one, so it's best to just ask.
That's true.
In the professional world, calling someone their first name can bedisrespectful. Sometimes people don't mind, but it's better to just ask, do you go by?
We do.
And then you say like their first name. So,
yeah.
Yes.
所以呢，在正式场合啊，如果只是叫名字，可能就不是特别有礼貌。这个时候你可以询问对方，问他这么称呼你可不可以？ Like, do you go by Jack?
And they will tell you yes or no, I go by Mr. Jones. Then you know which name they prefer.
Some people like to go by their first name with friends and then their last name at work. It just depends.
Yes, I go by Tiffany at work and with friends and anywhere.
So actually at work, you go by Tiff, right?
Yeah, that's my nickname.
So yeah, let's talk about nicknames. That can get tricky, right?
Yes, if you know someone and their name is Elizabeth, but you hear her friends calling her Lizzie, and you want to call her Lizzie too, what could you ask her?
You could say, hey, is it okay if I call you Lizzie?
Exactly, and if that person says no, then at least you know. I feel like nicknames are personal, and you only like certain people calling you your nickname.
对，在英语中呢，很多名字其实都是有小名的。或者就是更加简单的叫法，比如刚刚的 Elizabeth 就可以简单叫 Lizzie， 比如男生的 Michael 可以叫 Mike， 那我们的 Tiffany 就是 Tiff。 不过呢，如果要叫这种小名，你一定要提前的问清楚，不要随便叫人家的 nickname。
I wouldn't want my boss calling me my nickname my family gave me. That would be weird.
Yeah, and sounds unprofessional.
Yeah, but questionWhat if their name is way too hard to say?
Too hard to say?
Yes, I remember having like a friend and her name was Estrella. And it used to be so hard for me to say it because it's in Spanish. So I asked her, can I call you Star? Since Estrella means star in English. And so she said, yeah, no problem. It's better than being called Australia or something like that. Like people would call herbecause they couldn't pronounce the name, so yeah.
Got it. That's a Spanish word, right? Estrella.
Yes, Estrella.
那对于外国朋友来说呢，西班牙语的名字很难，那中文名当然也非常难。所以啊，这时候你可以问他们 ,Can I call you? 然后加上一个你能读出来的字，问他我能不能这么称呼你。Can I call you 刘? Can I call you 夏?
Yeah, Usually people with hard names know they have hard names and will give you an alternative name if they have one.
Yeah, but after all, it's just a name to go by.
Yeah, so remember, if you don't remember or know someone's name, it's okay to use one of these phrases to figure it all out. Good luck!
那下次呢，如果不知道该怎么称呼对方的时候，不用担心，把我们今天的表达用起来。今天的笔记呢，也都为大家整理好啦。欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
Thank you for listening to today's Morning English. This is Tiffany.
This is Summer. Bye.
See you later.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。